Hare Krishna. We will continue to read about the Damodar Leela, because this Leela is something which is celebrated every single day during the month of Kartik. We want to make a special effort to understand it from the different viewing lenses of various Vaishnava authors. Here is from Ananda Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Kanapur. Yes. The fame of attaining Krishna as her son enhanced the brilliant beauty of Yashoda's body. Yashoda means someone who is famous, and it's the fame of having Krishna. She wanted to embrace her son and console him, but not finding him, there she became morose. In a mood of lamentation, she frantically searched everywhere for Krishna, but she found only some broken pots emitting innumerable streams of yogurt that flowed across the floor, making it slippery and white in color. I mean, these were yogurt containers in the spiritual world, and they had unlimited supply of yogurt, so therefore they emitted innumerable streams of yogurt even after Krishna was gone. I mean, he had broken them and then ran away, but still it continued to flow out. Out of anger, Krishna had smashed many clay pots, which now lay strewn on the floor in hundreds of pieces. Madhya Soda thought, alas, what has happened here? Why is this yogurt pot broken? At first she could not understand, but then she saw a small rock, and she concluded that Krishna had perpetrated this naughty act. He had taken this very small rock and just thrown it. With a look of surprise, Mother Yashoda touched the tip of her nose with the index finger of her beautiful left hand and thought, how could my child show such impudence? I tried so patiently to train him properly, so how could he behave so horribly? Although no impurities resided in her heart, Yashoda appeared to manifest a special form of motherly pride. Showing false anger, she thought, the glories of my son's transcendental pastimes are unlimited. His every action increases his own pride and pleasure while simultaneously creating a festival for one and all. He derives boundless happiness by his constant pastimes of stealing. Once Mother Yashoda had a discussion with the little boy. She asked, well, can't you see that stealing is an unnoble act? Can't you understand that this is low class? This is bad? And Krishna trembled and cried and said, Mother, I can't stop stealing. I just can't do it. And the acharyas have explained that Krishna will always like a honey bee who accepts and drinks honey from the flowers, accept the service of his devotees. Therefore he takes it like he takes the butter. Now, as soon as Krishna, who enchants the demigods with his beautiful body, the color of a monsoon cloud, saw Mother Yashoda coming out of the house, he jumped up in fear and ran away as fast as possible, expertly understanding the human-like nature of her son, Yashoda chased after him, calling, "Stop running, stop! Oh, you foremost cheater in the world!" Krishna kept looking fearfully back over his shoulder while running away from Yashoda. Though Yashoda felt fatigued and mentally distressed, her body, arms, and legs looked very beautiful as she pursued her mischievous son. Full of pride and anger, Yashoda continued shouting to Krishna, "Stop, you thief and liar. How can you carry on like this? Where are you going? Just stop running and stand where you are." Krishna called back, "I will stop if you drop your stick." After saying this, Krishna stopped running away but kept a safe distance from his mother. Yashoda said, "If you're so afraid of being punished, then why did you break my yogurt pot today in the first place?" Krishna said, "I will never do it again. Now just drop the stick from your hand." Yashoda's mind turned into an abode of amazement as she tried to approach her son. But seeing her angry mood, Krishna quickly ran away again while calling out in a distressed tone, "Mother, please drop that big stick and do not punish me. Oh, sinless one, if you do this, I will come to you." After hearing Krishna's innocent appeal, Yashoda dropped the stick. Seeing this, Krishna stopped running. Absorbed in watching Krishna's transcendental pastimes, the immortal denizens of heaven felt totally amazed. One can easily understand how powerful demigods like Lord Brahma, who lives for trillions of years, became upset and bewildered upon seeing Krishna's pastime of showing fear before his mother. They could not fathom how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is feared by fear personified, ran away in fear of a stick in his mother's hand. And finally, the fine hairs curling over Yashoda's face dripped with perspiration, and her blouse moved from her heavy breathing. Her hair hung loose from running, and her lotus face appeared exhausted. When she caught Krishna's hand, he said, "Mother, please do not beat me." While saying this, Krishna rubbed his tear-filled lotus eyes with his delicate palms, which resembled the petals of a fresh lotus flower. Yes, so you can see is a lot of talk is about Krishna's, that it is amazing that Krishna ran away with great fear. This is again and again brought out, how could Krishna show this fear? It is said in the first canto as a prelude, or you could say, as a hint to the most essential message of the Bhagavatam. There it is said, even fear personified is afraid of Krishna, whose holy name is liberating all living beings that are enmeshed in the cycle of birth and death. And that even fear personified is afraid of Krishna. And a special mention is made of his name. It can liberate living entities who are enmeshed in the cycle of birth and death. personified fear is, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Mahakala, the great time. It has killed my father, Mahakala. It will kill all of us. No one stands a chance. So this Mahakala is even afraid of Krishna, who is identical with his holy name. This is the Bhagavatam's great gift to the human being. It is the fact that Krishna is identical with the holy name, and he can be reached. He can be pleased by Naam Seva, and he takes a Naam person, a person who does Naam Seva, who does service to the holy name, to him. Now, you may think, oh my God, this is the core message of the Bhagavatam, but I have not yet developed attachment to the holy name. What is my hope? Or even you may become doubtful. I mean, I tried so much to develop attachment to the holy name, but up to now, I'm still waiting for the attachment. How to understand this? My dear devotees, I think you have to seriously think about reframing your attitude to the holy name. I want to give you an example. I think most of us, including myself, are accustomed to see the holy name in one way. But what if he is something totally different than we understand and experience? I would like to say and give you an analogy. Imagine certain people, let us say they live in the country of, I will make up a name now. Let us say Balochistan. Maybe there is a Balochistan. No, good, there is no Balochistan. People of the country Balochistan, they think a salad is a green beauty. It is meant to be looked at, it is meant to be appreciated, and you can own it, but the special characteristic of this is it reminds you of the temporality of everything. Now imagine a person from Spain comes to Balochistan and he looks at the salad collection of one man this man refreshes his collection every 2 weeks, and he says, wow, salad. And he takes the salad and he cuts it and makes a beautiful dish from it. Now the man from Balochistan would think, what is he doing? This is meant to be appreciated with the eyes. This donkey eats the salad. This is so uncultured. And you could talk for him for 20 years. He would not be able to understand that salad is meant for, you can also eat it. Yes, you can look at it, but that's some beauty. It is, this man from Balochistan is conditioned to see the salad in one way, and no one can break it. People who eat the salad are killed in Balochistan. They are so offensive, uncultured. So we laugh about it, but this is how we are in relationship to the holy name. We chant it in a certain way. We don't have affectionate respect for it. We commit many of the 10 offenses. And for us, the holy name, We have made our judgment already. It can't be Krishna. It can't be Krishna. It can't be Krishna. The great souls come to us and say, yeah, wait a minute, you may make a mistake. You have a wrong understanding. You have a limited understanding. Now, how do we break out of this limited understanding? The Shastras tell us there's really only one way. You have to spend extra time with the holy name. You have to chant it in an affectionate regard, respectful way. And more than anything, have you seen in the scriptures, it does not only speak of Naam Kirtanam, it doesn't speak of Naam, only of Naam Japa, it speaks of Naam Smaranam. Have you ever heard this? That is, you must link the activities of your mind to the holy name, his form, his pastimes, his qualities, and so on and so forth. I think you must start from A point A, and you may have to forget that salads are not only for looking at. You may have to have another approach to it. I wish you all the best. I'm struggling to come out of the salad are only for looking mentality, or that the holy name is one thing but not another thing. I'm begging the mercy of all devotees as I knock at the door of the holy name, requesting him for a little taste, a little drop of taste, and save my life. Kartik Vrata ki jai.